This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind. Politics, personal, anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we're doing an auction, Manwich. It started on Monday.
This thing's amazing to me.
It's pretty cool. What we wanted to know is, well, how much was our top banner worth? Because we just recently redesigned our website, and we think it's pretty spiffy. Freetalklive.com, if you haven't seen it yet. And there's now a banner column, and there are some banners over there already, and we kind of gave some banners to some of our friends, you know, the Free State Project and Liberty Dollar, etc. So right now, nobody's paying for any of those banners over there.
I'm reading that Liberty Dollar book right now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It really is.
It's amazing what it reveals.
Anyway, so there's banners over there, and nobody's paying for them yet, so we figured, well, what's it worth? Figured the best way to do it, rather than just asking people for a certain price and throwing it to the wind, basically, was to put it up for auction and find out what the market decided it was worth. So far, it's been about 3 days, and the market has decided it's worth $125 or so.
Amazing.
Per month. That's a month. That's for 1 month.
I sure wouldn't have. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have been at that time, but thank you for doing that. So there's several days remaining here, and if you want to go check it out, you want to look at the details, you want to cash your bid, go to auction.freetalklive.com. That's auction.freetalklive.com. Last night we were talking about how there was a poll that was done that found that 53% of the United States wanted the government cut by, I think, 50% or something like that. There's a big percentage of people that want less taxes in the U.S. So we're talking about our tax load. It was mentioned that our tax burden here on average is approximately 47%.
Mm.
That's the average tax burden. That's after you factor in local, state, and federal taxes all combined. And no, it doesn't factor in, as one of our callers pointed out last night, that 47% does not factor in inflation at all.
Factor in inflation. It probably doesn't factor in the amount of taxes you pay for the corporations that you purchase their products. For instance, Walmart has to pay a lot of money in taxes, and all of the companies that supply Walmart with products have to pay a lot of money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for those companies to stay in existence, because they would just disappear if it wasn't for profit, in order for them to stay in existence, they have to make enough money to pay their overhead, their taxes, and have money for profit.
Right.
So
they pass
you
them
pay
along.
All the taxes for all the companies that you buy, purchase stuff from.
It might really be 75% when all is said and done.
Could very well be.
But the number that was used was 47%.
It's shocking as it is.
We're going to leave that where it is. Anyway, here's an email from Willie. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Willie says, "Hi, heard your discussion around the hell of taxes in the U.S. No doubt I agree with you that they should be lower, but there are much worse places. In my native Sweden, for instance, the average tax pressure for a low and medium income person is approximately 60%, including income tax and payroll tax social costs. Add to this the fact that the national value-added tax, which is their name for the sales tax, is 25%. So you get a 60% social/income tax, add to that a 25% sales tax, and the average wage earner pays about 68% in taxes. As if that wasn't enough, taxes rise quickly, even at a relatively modest earnings. The tax pressure of income tax and payroll tax quickly rises to upwards of 80% if you earn around $100,000 a year."
Gosh, can you believe that?
That leaves you with $20,000 if you've earned $100,000. That's amazing. "The marginal tax rate on some incomes, the percentage of tax paid on the last dollar earned, can in some cases be over 100%.
How?
In other words, if you gross more, you net less. The marginal tax rate on some incomes can in some cases be..." Maybe it's for a certain amount of overage. Maybe you can't earn beyond $250,000, otherwise they just take it all.
Maybe
that's what it is. "As if that wasn't enough, add all of the hidden taxes and double taxation, such as wealth tax, tax on money already earned, and tax that you have the country with the highest taxes in the world, which he claims is a fact. Where is the money used? Well, mostly to hide the government's incompetence. Real unemployment in Sweden is around 20%. but open unemployment...
I wouldn't work either.
But open unemployment is some 6%. The remaining 14% is hidden away in different bogus government programs designed to obfuscate the real unemployment levels. Some 70% of the collected tax money is used for different handouts, benefits, etc. So whenever a socialist, whenever socialists pick out Sweden as the example for successful socialism, call their bluff. It's all bogus, mostly achieved by smoke and mirrors. Sweden has been in decline since it, since the early 70s and has fallen in all manners of the country rich lists around the world dramatically, even being bypassed by their former poor cousin Finland, which had a GDP 40% lower than Sweden just 30 years
the
ago.
The Swedes hate that. But Finland
when
is...
the Finns beat them out?
Yeah, well, they hate that.
Well, that's from Willie, a Swedish expatriate now living in the United Kingdom, where things can't be much better. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Posey in New York City. Posey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I was talking about... You were just talking about the trans fatty business.
Right. We were. New York City wants to ban trans fats.
Well, that's
Posey.
Where I'm living, so you know what kind of nonsense I think that is.
Right.
Look, now, I stand 6'6". When I was 20 years old, I was 6'6". I weighed 250 pounds. I was wearing a waist size of 33, depending on the cut of the pants, to 34. I got injured on my job. I go to the doctor. He says, oh, my God, look at your weight. I'm 250, and I'm wearing 33. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
So he tells me, you must go on a diet. You must go on a diet. He puts me on a diet.
What?
Yeah, I had to go on a diet because they want to operate on my wrist. You know, I got injured on the job. They want to do all these operations. So he sees, I'll see you 3 weeks from now. Well, I know this, you know, I went on his diet, and I just noticed that my clothes got a little tighter. I wasn't, you know, wasn't uncomfortable. It was just a little tight. I said, well, maybe you used hot water and your clothes shrank a bit. I went back to the doctor. I weighed 411 pounds.
Whoa!
I did not believe that I weighed it because, again, I still was wearing the same pants. They weren't comfortable, but, you know, I still weighed that.
250 to 400?
From 250 to 411 pounds.
How's that possible? How could you possibly have been wearing the same
thing? Why? Because I'm tall.
I guess you...
it spreads out.
I
if
see.
You don't see it.
Makes sense.
Now, like when I was skinny, and I mean as a kid I was skinny, even then I weighed 110 pounds without any body fat.
Right.
So, you know, it's a big, thick skeleton.
I see.
So, and really, they
so
are big
diet,
bones.
The diet but, you were on actually increased your weight.
Well, what it was is that, you know, I did everything he told me to do. Don't eat any potato chips. Don't eat this. So what happens? You eat everything else.
You're right.
And then in the middle of the night, you go hunting like a vampire for that Korean market to find the potato chips.
Well, in most cities, you can't find the Korean market open at 3 a.m.
Oh, well, out in New York, you can find them. Now, the joke
you
of
sure
it
can.
Is, when I found out I weighed that, I cut his diet. The next time he saw me, I dropped down to 275. How did you do it? How did you do it? How did you do it? In 3 months, how did you do it? I said, I threw away your diet and went back to eating what I wanted when I wanted to eat it.
You ate whatever you felt like eating.
Right. So if you wanted the potato chips, you get a little bag of potato chips. That knocks the hunger out.
Right.
If you wanted the ice cream, you get a little bottle of, a little thing of ice cream. Once you, two spoonfuls, you're full of, you got the taste, it's over with.
Right, as long as you're not eating an entire carton of ice cream,
well, that's
right.
The main thing, is right. That the body knows what weight is want to be. But the problem is, since that time, I've now been balancing between 275 and 300, 275. I was never able to get the body right to behave again.
Wow, since you went on that diet, that is amazing.
And that's why it's not good to go on diet.
So now you're going to have New York City. Now you're going to have New York City imposing a diet on everybody.
Well, then I'll just go against the law because I'll find trans fatty acids, whatever it is.
You're going to go to the underground. Posey, you've called two times. I've called a lot of times. Have been very interesting. I only remember two on this show. But call us again sometime. You've always got something interesting to say. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. Plus, he's the only guy that calls from New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
So, there you go. New York City going to ban trans fat. That is absolutely nuts. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And, man, what's join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, they're both free online, freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice, chance, whatever, in your lifetime. You better make this choice if you want to be free. Just check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org or dial them up toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. So, we got calls coming in. This is the show about your calls. We do want to catch up on some emails as well tonight and much, much more on the way. Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I'm not a doctor, but your last caller must be a superhero. To be 6'6 and weigh 400 pounds and have a 33-inch waist, do you have any idea what your body composition would have to be like?
It would have to be a lot of muscle mass, I would think.
That is insane. Maybe he made a mistake.
The waist on the pants was elastic? Maybe.
Something is odd there. Anyway, I was listening last night, and you had an email from someone in Georgia that was talking about all the bureaucratic hoops he had to jump through to get his concealed carry permit.
Right. Yeah. They almost didn't. He wasn't able to get it. It was so difficult.
Right. I had a similar situation here in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I live in one of the larger cities here,
right.
And when I went to the county courthouse here to try and get that. They wanted, like, a passport-size photo. I had to fill out some kind of form. It was going to take 2 weeks. I went to the more rural county just south of here, where my parents live, and I used their address as my residence.
Right.
I waited 10 minutes while they ran a background check and left with my concealed carry permit.
Get out of here. Huh.
So,
that's amazing.
So, it really depends on where you are, because different municipalities can set their laws,
huh.
And then, of course, each state has their own laws. So you might want to check on that. But, yeah, here in town, they wanted all kinds of information. As a matter of fact...
So, wait. Let me clarify something. When you're saying in town, it's a bigger city in Alabama?
Right. It's Madison County. It's Huntsville the city.
Huntsville. Was it a Huntsville carrying permit? I mean, do they have their own version of the permit, or
no,
do they?
It's all Alabama state, and of course your carry permit is reciprocal with certain other states.
Right. Yeah. So I guess what I'm confused about is they're allowed to just add in more process to the whole process. Basically, they're allowed to add in more steps just because they want to.
Apparently so, because they definitely do.
Obviously. Very interesting. Well, good job. Good thinking to go to the more rural county and get it taken care of.
Yeah, definitely the best move, and maybe that can help someone else.
Cool, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, I think that's it.
Thanks for the call, as always, Dan. 800-259-9231. Email from Tom. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Tom lives in Britain, Great Britain. And he says, hey, guys, last week I got back from holiday, and I've been listening to your show via podcast while on the drive back and on the train from London over to Belgium, as well as a little bit while I was on holiday. Isn't it cool hearing about all the people around the world listening to Free Talk Live all around the world?
It's strange.
Yeah. Since getting back, I've been listening as
Free Talk Live is so much larger than we are.
Yeah. Since getting back, I've been listening to as much as I can to the podcast. I'm usually a few days behind since I have, and then it cuts off. I'm a big fan. Libertarianism in Britain is less popular, if that's possible, than American libertarianism. It's amazing if you say, I don't trust the police, or I think guns are great, everyone should be able to carry them in public if they use them responsibly to prevent crime. Saying those things, explaining why the government and the police isn't on your side is not an easy task, since the brainwashing here is much, much thicker. To give you guys a taste of how bad things are over here, I present you and your listeners with a couple of government BS moments. Pauline Taylor's multiple sclerosis. Pauline Taylor sounds like a lovely person. She was working as a McMillian nurse. McMillian nurses are seriously cool people. They're nurses who help cancer patients and their families through their disease and provide palliative care in patients' homes. She gave up this socially valuable job when she came down with multiple sclerosis. She had debilitating pains and couldn't even use her legs. Mm. At the age of 53, she finally found a medicine which eased her pain and
uh-oh.
Helped her to use her legs again. Unfortunately, this medicine is marijuana, and it's illegal. A non-profit charity in Cumbria, here in Britain, supplied her with marijuana. Three people working for this charity have just been arrested and charged with conspiracy to supply the drugs. These are really violent people. Charity workers who distribute cannabis to multiple sclerosis sufferers. We really need to get these guys in prison. Taylor, despite her pain and suffering, still has a fighting spirit. She says this, quote, I'd like Charles Clark to have my MS for 24 hours and see how he'd feel. He has no GD right to tell me what I can put into my body.
Who's Charles Clark?
Charles Clark is the Home Secretary here in the UK and is responsible for the police and is the politician with the biggest say on drugs and law enforcement generally.
Hmm.
So there's one story, and then I'm then skipping to the European arrest warrant. On your show of August the 1st, you discussed the story of a Canadian marijuana mail order seed dealer who broke U.S. law and is apprehended in Canada and is facing extradition to the United States, despite the fact that he never even set foot in the United States and is in no way connected to the United States, beyond the fact that he sold some seeds to people in the U.S. We have an even barmier situation. That's one of those British words.
It must be barmy.
Barmier situation here in Europe. It's called a European arrest warrant. It means that police or prosecuting authorities can put out an arrest warrant for someone in another member state of the EU. They can be convicted of a crime despite the fact that they haven't even been there.
Wow.
Gerhard Haderer is a cartoonist who lives and works in Vienna and is an Austrian. He published a satirical book entitled The Life of Jesus, which has depictions of Jesus Christ as a binge-drinking hippie from the 60s who was friends with Jimi Hendrix, smoked marijuana, and went surfboarding naked. One day, he received a summons to appear in an Athens courtroom for blasphemy. He didn't turn up. Remember, he lives in Vienna. He received a 6-month suspended sentence, and the book was officially banned from Greece. He's planning to take his case all the way to the European Court of Human Rights, if necessary. Like, that's going to do him any good, right? Blasphemy laws are completely and totally stupid. If you're offended by blasphemous material, simply abstain from reading it, just as I simply abstain from reading the Socialist Review.
If it still bothers you, abstain a little harder.
Yeah, and tell others to abstain. And the idea of being convicted for blasphemy despite not being a citizen of the country he was convicted in is totally bonkers.
Yes, I would say it is.
So he says, believe me, there are loads more barmy things. That's a neat word. I have to look that one up, man. Loads more barmy things going on from where those came from. Keep up the fight for liberty. I do like the idea of the Free State Project. Once I'm done with university, if there's any demand for professional philosophers in New Hampshire, I'd love to come over to the...
What's the demand for professional philosophers anywhere?
Not very high. I'd love to come over to the new Liberty State, or perhaps in a few years once I'm done with London. Though I'll probably not do it, I'm fully supporting the people who do. Liberty is something worth fighting for. Well, Tom, we suggest you seriously consider coming to the Free State, because I don't think it's going to get much better in the EU anytime.
Barmy is defined as eccentric or daft, or full of barm, foamy.
You're full of barm, man, which... We're coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Barmy.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with thousands of posts, over 34,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 700 users interacting. So go and check that out. It's free at freetalklive.com. We talked about New York City thinking about banning trans fat from restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that earlier. And Craig in Minnesota emailed us this quickie, just from interesting info on trans fat. It says trans fat is known to cause certain kinds of heart disease. This is not that fat is bad. It's the kind of fat. The reason trans fat is used is because it's stable and it has a long shelf life.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Most natural fats are not stable. So you couldn't buy them in bulk, for instance, for running a business like a restaurant.
Mm.
So it's going to make running the actual business...
They'll get rancid on you too quickly.
Yeah, it's going to make running the business even more difficult if they go through with this trans fat ban insanity. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Jason in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
First of all, you know, I'd like to say that Sweden was never a socialist country, and I think that's one of the... Really, a lot of the disinformation that's spread about socialism is that social welfare states, which were set up, you know, basically to compete with, you know, socialist ideas or to placate them, is now being sold as being socialism itself, in which socialism is actually, you know, worker control of the economy. And the other thing, too, about you guys like to bash socialism, but you know, the first libertarians was actually a socialist. John Stuart Mill, one of the founders of the libertarian movement.
Anybody can call themselves a libertarian. I mean, look at Neil Bortz, for instance.
Well, I think that John Stuart Mill, though, if you look at a lot of the libertarian writings, you guys do like to quote from Mill a lot.
I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of John Stuart Mill?
Nope.
What rock have you guys been living under?
Florida?
I've read plenty of libertarian stuff, and I've never seen that name mentioned one time. We're taking your word for it.
Why don't you just do a Google on John Stuart Mill?
Well, we'll just take your word for it.
Actually, I'm a little ahead of you. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, the other thing is, too, is that I think that, you know, the left has basically been one of the most, you know, repressed movements or, you know, that, you know, of the 20th century, probably of the last 200 years. And I think that... Now, that just goes to show that...
So how would you describe Sweden if it's not socialist? How would you describe it as a socialist?
It is a welfare state. That is what it is. And welfare states are disempowering places where, you know, people are just given money and not expected to have any sort of real say in political matters, whereas in socialism, at least, you know, theoretically, the way it's supposed to work is that, you know, there's complete, total worker control over the economy. And we, you know, we make things... You know, to meet social needs, not, you know, to, you know, for...
Who decides the social needs?
Well, I think that we all have to decide that. You know, I think, well, why not through the vote?
Who's going to set up the vote?
We're going to set up the vote. I mean, I think that it is possible
what?
But
wait,
the people can set up the vote.
You're telling me 300 million people are going to get together, have a little powwow together, and figure out how they're going to vote on things?
Well, I think that you have to probably break it up, you know, in terms of, you know, local issues and, you know, more national issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, is I think that...
Why do you... See, the problem with your socialism is all the central planning and the garbage that has to go on like that. Why don't you just let people decide for themselves what's right for them?
Well, I think that if people have a vote on, you know, who's going to control...
You have votes. They're your dollars.
No, I'm talking about a binding vote. You know, and the other thing.
What do you mean binding? You mean you get to bind everybody else to your will? You get to bind 49% to the 51% majority? Is that what you're talking about?
No, what I'm talking about is people actually having a real say in things. People participating.
But what about
the
people who are
in
49%? Well, what about their say?
What about their say?
They get they're just shoved to the wayside because they're in the minority, right?
Well, I think that we'd first have to draw up a constitution. You know, first of all, I mean.
We got one of those.
Would, 51-49, either rule. I mean, I'm not talking about.
Oh, okay. So what if it's 75-25? What if it's 75-25?
What about it?
Well, what about the 25%? If 75% says that we get to take everybody's money, then the 25% just have to go along with it, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I would agree that, that you can't decide what is morally right or wrong through, through a vote or through majority rule.
That's
a
good thing because
rule is not.
There was a time when the majority owned a minority in this country, and democracy really does bring things like that about. A constitution has to be based on people having rights.
Exactly.
Democracies are contrary to that.
I disagree. I think you can have a constitutional democracy in which people...
that's what we have right now. I mean, it's supposed to be a republic, but everybody acts like it's a democracy, and this is what you've got. You've got a big government. It's out of control. Big spending. More intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has been.
But you've got to remember, though, that the super rich are the same people that control the government. So this is benefiting.
So who's going to be in control of your government? Why are you? How are you going to exclude the super rich from gaining control of your constitutional democracy?
Well, the way in which you do that is that you don't allow anybody to get rich, and that's one of the things.
So what are you going to do to... Wait a minute. First of all, you want to get into this constitutional democracy where everybody has a vote and you set up a constitution. How is it that you're going to... Are you going to strip the rich from all their wealth prior to allowing them into this little organization of yours?
Well, I do think that there does need to be some wealth redistribution.
At the point of a gun, of course.
Not at the point of a gun.
Well, what if they don't want to redistribute their wealth?
Well, I would think that, at this point in time, there would probably be... a national strike that totally shut down the economy, and when people aren't working,
you're out of your mind. I mean, we love you, Jason, but you're out of your mind.
What
are you talking about, a national strike?
Really?
How are you possibly ever going to have a national strike? Can you describe what that is?
I would read about the Paris Commune, and that was a situation the Paris Commune. Yes, and, in the late 1800s, communists did take over Paris, and it was... the neo-fascist right-wing, people like yourself, that put it down. But
neo-fascist?
Yeah, you guys definitely are neo-fascist. You like to, spread this sort of myth about, individual rights and this and that, but...
No individual rights? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, I think that that individual rights are really a matter of consensus, anything, and that we do have to have some sort of constitutional agreement, some sort of social contract to agree on what...
Did I sign a social contract?
Well, I think that supposedly our Constitution is our social contract.
Did I sign it?
Well, we're supposed to be living by it. That's what
so
we were born
in. So if you and your group of constitutional Democrats or democracy people gets together and you write up your little Constitution and 75% of America goes on strike and takes all the rich people's money and you manage to get your fantasy little constitutional democracy initiated here, what if I don't want to sign off on your deal? What are you going to do to me?
Well, I don't think that you think that way. First of all, I think...
Let me tell you, I'm not accepting communism, period. What are you going to do to me, Jason?
Well, we're just going to have to just let you be.
Is that right? You're not going to put me into a re-education camp?
No. I mean, are you going to kill leaders like Martin Luther King and...
No, why would I kill somebody? I swore an oath to not use violence on anyone, which means you can't accuse me of being a fascist because fascists tend to use violence on people to get their way. And to be a libertarian, something apparently you quite haven't gotten yet, when you join the Libertarian Party, for instance, you sign an agreement that says you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So I will not point guns at you. Will you point them at me?
Do you own a gun?
Huh?
Do you own a gun?
Do I own a gun?
Do you
That's
own a gun?
My business and not yours, Jason.
Okay, so then you're kind of fudging on whether or not you'd actually use.
Just because I own it, just because I may or may not own a gun, doesn't mean I'm going to use
That's
it on
why
you.
Own a gun, right?
Hold on, Jason. We'll play with you some more. Hang on. 800-259-9231.
Nice, you got held through.
1-800-259-9231. It's unusual. We don't normally hang on with people, but he's worth it. He's fun. If you want to talk to him, 800-259-9231. He's a real communist. More coming back.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls. And you can join us online. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. None of that. You just go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of it. And also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So, we're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun. Show about your calls. Let's talk again to Jason in San Diego. Jason, the communist, you're back on with
you. Yeah, the other thing is, too, about capitalism. It seems to me that it's grossly, at least the way that the type of free marketism that you guys promote is also grossly immoral, because in a situation, let's say that we know that Hitler is gassing Jews, and let's say I just happen to be sitting on a stockpile of Cyclone B, it'd be okay for me to sell that to the Germans so they could do that. I mean,
well,
there's no way that
stop
the government
right there.
Could
stop
step
right
in
there.
And stop me, right?
Wait,
can I finish my example?
You made a good point, but go ahead. If it's short, finish it.
Okay, yeah. Basically what the point is that I think that there are some cases in which the government has a right to step in to prevent trade.
I understand what you're saying.
If you believe in a laissez-faire system,
well,
you're saying that we can't step in to stop somebody
selling
Psychon B to Hitler so he can gas Jews.
You could step in on a market basis and simply refuse to do business with that bad business person in the future and put his ass out of business as a result of it.
Just like they did with Siemens, right?
Yeah, just after Hitler makes him a multimillionaire,
you're
right?
Doing a better,
but,
you're doing a better job. You were doing a better job. You're doing a little bit of a better job tonight of listening a little bit better, Jason, while we talk, and then responding, then we talk, and then we respond, etc. So I want you to practice this a little bit more as we put you on the phone with Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on with Jason the Communist on Free Talk Live.
Am I on?
You are,
Conrad.
With Jason.
Okay. All right, Jason, here's the biggest problem with your socialism. It's supposed to be a voluntary induction into this kind of socialism. People are supposed to lay down.
Do you know what a strong man is, Conrad? That's what you're knocking down.
Okay,
right
hold
now.
On, Jason. Let him make a point, please. Otherwise, we'll just put you on hold.
You're against these libertarians, when what they really want to do is free up people so that if that kind of socialism you're looking for is really the best thing, that's what will come about. Because that's what you're saying is the best and the obvious solution. So don't you think it would come about in a truly free society?
Well, I think that you should pick up, a logic textbook and learn what informal fallacies are, because it seems to me that you really need sort of an education in rational thinking. And this is kind of funny that you guys have these advertisements about, like reasonable thinking, but you don't seem to,
we think you're nuts, Jason.
Well, I think you guys are, disinfo fascists.
I think it's crazy to suggest that you need to have a big controlling central government in order to keep people safe.
That's not what I said at all.
You said yes.
No. What he was saying is that you need to learn how to rethink so that you can think rationally like a socialist.
No. In fact, this is a straw man argument.
But you said you wouldn't put me in a re-education camp.
That's the point that I made.
But you just said you need to pick up a book. You said you need to pick up a book.
No, I think that
like
if
me.
Socialists win out, let's say democratically through elections in the United States, and I think that since we go by the United States Constitution, that we would then have to, follow that form of government if we actually believe that the Constitution is our social contract. And that's what I'm talking about is socialists coming to power, through the vote.
Jason, hang on. What about you, Conrad? Did you sign the Constitution? Is that a overriding document? Does it have authority over you?
I definitely don't remember signing that.
No. All right, Conrad, thanks for the call, man. Final thoughts from you?
This is too
confusing because I'm not in charge of the phones. Thanks, Conrad. All right, so, Jason, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So if this socialist paradise that you're talking about comes to fruition through the vote, through a majority rule or supermajority rule here in the States, and I tell you, as the new president, let's say you get elected president, Jason, I say, look, me and my libertarian buddies here in the state of New Hampshire, we didn't vote for this. In fact, we never even signed this constitution that you claim is a social contract. What are you going to do to us?
I can't do anything to you unless you guys decide to get violent.
Wait a minute. We're not being violent. We're just saying that we're not going to, we don't want to go along with your program. So you wouldn't mess with us if we're not being violent towards you?
Well, I think that it's funny that you guys don't believe in the U.S. Constitution, but you guys say that, you're American. I think that seems to me that...
I want to clarify. Point of clarification.
By the Constitution,
Jason, you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say I didn't believe in the Constitution. I think it's a pretty good document. I thought it was. I think it had really good intentions.
So you don't think that socialists could come legitimately to power through elections?
They're already in power, as far as I'm concerned. They're just not your brand of socialists.
No, there is no socialist movement at all. In fact, the socialist movement and the communist movement, if you've read the government's own documents, show that it was taken over by the FBI and the CIA. I mean, the thing is that not that many people are really educated about this. How many people go down to their university library and go rifle through the government, stacks?
Probably not very many, because most of them have lives, Jason.
Well, some people should actually care about politics and what actually goes on in this country. It seems to me that, at least I thought that our founding fathers are the original people that came over here that founded this country.
You're a better socialist than the rest of them out there, because the rest of them, and again, you don't agree that any of these people are socialists, but we're pretty convinced that they are. The rest of them insist on using force on people to get their way, and you insist that you would not use force.
I find Gandhi to be, my...
All right, well, that's fair enough. You're an unusual socialist, Jason. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9230, because, I'm sorry, I totally disagree with him. There are socialists all over the government. government. They're just on his brand, whatever that is. 1-800-259-9231.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. I don't know if we're going to be able to slip your call in, but you could try. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, live streaming, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, much, much more. It's all free. And, in fact, it's going to be, continuing to be free. We've created something, though, to help you support the show, allow you to support the show. We call it the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. For $3 a month, we can take that $3 a month and turn it into more listeners, more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty, more radio stations carrying the show around the country. So it's like an investment in the future of liberty in America, basically.
And Free Talk Live.
And the world, and in Free Talk Live. So if you like what we're doing and you want to help the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back our commercial time by at least 25%. So your $3 a month is literally going to reduce the amount of commercial time on the show and increase the amount of showtime. Pretty cool. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Eric in New Jersey. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, sir.
Good. I just wanted to call and say I've really been enjoying the show. I've been listening for the last couple of days. And I also just, I believe I'm probably one of the newest affiliates for Free Talk Live. I'm excited.
You are. You're the newer, one of the newest internet affiliates. We're up to, I think, 8 different internet affiliates. And our internet affiliates carry our show in a variety of different ways. Some of them carry the show live via an internet feed. Some of them, like Eric here, pick up the archives and then rebroadcast them on their own internet radio station.
Hmm.
So we're on like 3 or 4 different internet radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the day. And so you're one of them at IndieIndieRadio.com, correct?
Exactly. And when we're not airing the wonderful shows, we have awesome independent music from musicians around the world.
Cool.
So
welcome aboard, and we really appreciate our internet affiliates coming on the show, because you're helping to spread the word about freedom and liberty.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Have a good night.
Oh, nice plug. See ya. Hey, we'll give him a plug.
Yeah, nice plug.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to address
the Jason
the Communist thing. Now, he had mentioned that Gandhi is his inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say, I think Gandhi's a great socialist. He's a good guy. You know, he wanted to put together, he was nonviolent, wanted to put together a country that would help people.
Mm-hmm.
But he did put together a country. And now that Gandhi's dead and gone, look at the power that India exerts over its people. It's almost impossible to start a business there.
Mm.
I mean, you can see just as many horrendous news stories coming out of India as you can any other place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because power corrupts people. You've got to limit the power of the government, or you're going to have problems.
But Jason would claim that there are limitations because there's voting. There's voting that would limit the power of the government.
I vote every election, or that I can at least, and I don't feel particularly empowered.
He would allow you to vote more often. You could vote on everything.
In the last election, I felt like it was a decision between a crap sandwich and, you know.
sandwich with mustard.
Yes, it's just awful.
Yeah.
No, I don't think voting does it, and I don't think that represents the rights of the individual. Because here in Florida,
he doesn't believe in individual rights.
Maybe he doesn't, but here, let me give.
He says you only have rights if the majority consents to it.
Let me give an example. Here in Florida, we have the majority vote in of amendments to our Constitution. Recently, we voted in a couple of years ago. We voted in. Now it's illegal to smoke in restaurants
and
bars.
In any business.
In any businesses. So I can't own a business, and I can't smoke in my own business because now I've just said it was a business. The majority said that was true. It's my business.
Yeah.
It's my right.
Bad idea. Freedom's a good idea. We'll talk more about it, of course, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, we'll see you online where the conversation continues at freetalklive.com.